The best-selling career book of all time goes by the whimsical title, What Color is Your Parachute? Its author, Richard Bowles, sums up the main idea this way. It is important, before you enter the job hunt, to decide exactly what you are looking for, whether you call it your passion or your purpose in life or your mission. Passion first, job hunt later. Bowles says to listen to your heart. Find your true north by filling out worksheets or engaging in deep, thoughtful introspection. Once you've determined your mission, then develop a long-term plan for fulfilling it. Your urge to figure out who you are and where you want to be in 10 years, and then work backward to develop a roadmap for getting there. You see similar advice everywhere. Number 2 of Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People is begin with the end in mind. You should produce a personal mission statement that puts your goals in focus. In The Purpose-Driven Life, Rick Warren advances the idea that each of us has a singular purpose for being on this planet. Don't listen to this advice. It's not that it's bad, per se. It's just incomplete and impractical. So, what's the problem, you wonder? Before we answer that, it's worth conceding that the parachute philosophy does have some strengths. It's important to have worthy aspirations, as we will discuss later in this chapter. If you are passionate about something, or at least care about what you're contributing to, you'll very likely have fun, stay committed, and achieve more. This is also the right way to invest for the long term. To find out whether you're good at something and whether you like it, you need to stick with it for a meaningful period of time. But while these strengths made the passion, purpose, school, and other related professional philosophies relevant in the past, today there are huge problems with this approach to career planning. First, the parachute approach presumes a static world, as does the advice to begin with the end in mind. This is the age of the inconceivable, in which constant change is the rule. Deciding where you want to be in 10 years and then formulating a plan for getting there might work if our environments were unchanging. It might work if getting from point A to point B in your career were like crossing a lake in a boat on a calm summer's day. But you're not on a pedal boat in a tranquil lake. You're whitewater rafting down level 5 rapids in a river that could cause you to capsize at any moment. And economic seasons change fast. Conventional career planning can work under conditions of relative stability, but in times of uncertainty and inexorable change, it is severely limiting, if not dangerous. You will change. The environment around you will change, and your allies and competitors will change. What you should be asking yourself is not what color is your parachute, but can that parachute keep you aloft in changing and often stormy conditions? The unfortunate truth is that if your parachute isn't shredded and tattered already, it could end up stuck in a tree at any moment. Second, the parachute philosophy presumes that fixed, accurate self-knowledge can be easily attained with introspection. In fact, lofty questions about identity and moral purpose, along with deceptively simple ones like, what am I passionate about, take time to work out, and the answers frequently evolve over time. Yes, you'll notice certain themes in your career interests, but it's unwise, no matter your stage of life, to try to pinpoint a single dream around which your existence should revolve. Third, just because your heart comes alive at a calling doesn't mean someone will pay you to do it. If you can't find someone who wants to employ you to pursue your dream job, or if you can't financially sustain yourself, that is, earn a salary that allows you to live the lifestyle you prefer, then trying to turn your passion into a career doesn't really get you very far. So, what is the most important thing when settling on a professional direction? A competitive edge. Finding your edge. A billboard that once sat along the 101 highway in the Bay Area put it bluntly, 1 million people overseas can do your job. What makes you so special? While 1 million might be an exaggeration, what's not an exaggeration is that lots of other people can and want to have your dream job. And not only your dream job, at nearly every point of your career, you will have to distinguish yourself from people who share your goals. Put simply, if you want something specific out of life, there are probably others seeking the same thing. For anything desirable, there is competition. A ticket to a championship game, the arm of an attractive person, admission to a good college, and especially every good professional opportunity.